From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump inspected the huge cleanup and rescue work in southeastern Texas from Hurricane Harvey on Tuesday. He said the storm recovery will probably be one of the most expensive efforts the U.S. has ever undertaken.
Probably there's never been anything so expensive in our country's history. There's never been anything so historic in terms of damage and in terms of ferocity as what we've witnessed with Harvey.
The storm has already been a record-breaking disaster. More than 124 centimeters of rain have poured down on Houston since Friday night, the most rain ever to fall in the continental United States in such a short period of time. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile test. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke after the Security Council meeting.
We are all demanding North Korea stop any future missile launches. We are all demanding North Korea abandon its nuclear weapons. North Korea has violated every single Security Council resolution and violated international law.
The Security Council statement doesn't discuss any potential new sanctions, but calls for strict implementation of existing ones. The Council also says it is committed to a peaceful diplomatic and political solution to the situation. Pyongyang announced on Wednesday that leader Kim Jong-un called for more weapons tests targeting the Pacific Ocean. American troops returned fire last week after being repeatedly shot at by rebels in areas of northern Syria controlled by Turkish-backed forces. Defense Department spokesman Eric Pahom said Washington was engaged with Ankara and other parties to discuss and address the danger. This is VOA News. Europe's big four continental powers and three African states at the heart of migration routes agreed to a new roadmap on Monday to tackle illegal trafficking and support nations struggling to contain people flows across the desert and Mediterranean Sea. Pasquale Davies has the story.
Governments from Europe and Africa say they've come up with a plan to tackle the migration crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel emphasized the need to fight people smuggling, something Chad's president says can only happen with enough funding. The leaders also stress the need to stabilize Libya, where thousands of migrants end up before embarking on a dangerous journey across the Mediterranean. But despite the good intentions of the summit, there's still no clear outline of how the new measures will be funded. And until that's spelled out, perilous crossings like these are likely to remain the only option for thousands of desperate migrants.
Reporter Pasquale Davies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres reiterated his commitment to the two-state solution for Israel and Palestine.
A two-state solution with the end of occupation and with the creation of conditions to end also the suffering of the Palestinian people is, in my opinion, the only way to guarantee that peace is established.
Guterres also said there was a disagreement regarding Jewish settlements on the West Bank lands that the Palestinians want for a future state, following Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vow not to uproot settlements. Rohingya Muslims fleeing to Bangladesh from escaping violence in Myanmar face the growing danger of sickness and attempts by Bangladesh authorities to send them home, despite a United Nations plea that they be allowed to seek shelter. A series of coordinated attacks by Rohingya insurgents on security forces in Myanmar's Rakhine State on Friday has triggered a fresh exodus to Bangladesh of Muslims, villagers trying to escape the violence. At least 109 people have been killed in the clashes in Myanmar, according to the government, most of them militants, but including members of the security forces and civilians. Lawyers have made their closing arguments on Tuesday night to Kenya's Supreme Court over a challenge to the presidential election results earlier this month. Raila Odinga claims the declaration of Kenyatta's victory with 54% of the vote was fraudulent. He contends hackers infiltrated the Electoral Commission servers and manipulated the results in the president's favor. International election observers say they saw no interference in the August 8th vote. The court makes its ruling on Friday. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.